The countdown to truth. The truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it, ignorance may deride it, but in the end, there it is. Winston Churchill. Let us take a look at this quote in the context of physical silver. I don't think it's going out a limb to say that physical silver represents a type of financial truth. The truth is incontrovertible. Incontrovertible. Incantor. V. Road. B. L slash. Adjective. Not able to be denied or disputed. Incontrovertible proof. Synonyms. Indisputable. Incontestable. Undeniable. Irrefutable. Unassailable. Beyond dispute. Unquestionable. Beyond question. Indubitable. Beyond doubt. Unarguable. Undebatable. Silver is what it is. The paper price goes up or down, but your stack doesn't transform. It's still in your possession. It goes against the backdrop of another reality. Overall, we have no real economic growth. Same story. Uninhibited intervention. Lawlessness. We attempt to discuss the economic importance of silver. But the economic conditions that arise from manipulation give a false sense of reality. Absence of public interest in the perpetual fraud across the entire financial landscape. One might imagine a time where politics reflected the interests of the people. But that has not been allowed to happen since the early days of the Fed. Instead, with each passing decade and each conflict opportunity, the financial political elite have become more powerful while completely capturing and enabling citizenry. Here we are where a major strategic world commodity is determined by pure speculation completely divorced from reality. Users and producers are helpless either way it goes. The return toward and beyond equilibrium will be painful and unexpected by the majority. Malice may attack it. Malice. Mal. S slash submit noun. The intention or desire to do evil, ill will. I bear no malice toward anybody. Synonyms. Spite, malevolence, ill will, vindictiveness, vengefulness, revenge. Malignity, evil intentions, animus, enmity, rancor, more. Antonyms, benevolence. Price controls and market manipulation are the ultimate forms of malice. Law, wrongful intention, especially as increasing the guilt of certain offenses. No question they are perpetuated with good intentions. But the underlying motives are short-term, greedy and based on an economic free lunch and the labor of the unwashed. The end won't be pretty, but that should not be a reason to stop preparing. The big shorts have been the big buyers, while lightening the load as long as they held that density they decided where we go from here. In times like this it's tough to take a step back and look at the big picture and reassess the values that brought you to this point. I suggest trying it again, despite the difficulty. Hopefully, you will gain some perspective. We have more debt and more leverage than ever before. Deficits don't matter, debt does. Deficits falling is not the issue. The deficit going down simply clears the way for more stimulus or programs to help bail out the elite. It is a liquidity solution to a structural problem. Ignorance may deride it. Ignorance. I. N. R. Nanosecond slash. Noun. Lack of knowledge or information. He acted in ignorance of basic procedures, synonyms, incomprehension of, unawareness of, unconsciousness of, unfamiliarity with, inexperience with, lack of knowledge about, lack of information about. Ignorance and prejudice go hand in hand. If you aren't up on it, you're down on it. On the surface, The silver story seems too good to be true, a fairy tale opportunity. We get it. The black swan that sends the world as financial currency systems into a black hole will be the shot heard round the world. But the timing and the path towards that end is unknown. In the end, silver is a physical reality. It's an unusual and rare substance that lasts a long time. And it is useful. It's easy to identify and to stable chemically and physically. And it makes for good money or currency. In fact, it was abundant enough to be currency for many, many years, up to 45 years ago. Now it's much less abundant, generally speaking. Specifically speaking, it's one phone call away from severe shortage. It appears to be in large supply because digital derivatives dominate its price discovery. Price is openly manipulated by the banks that make a profit while fulfilling the unspeakable mission to suppress the most obvious inflation indicator or gauge of value behind the currency it needs to perpetuate the Ponzi and keep the government alive. Okay, so you can't eat silver. Although, technically, you can. And you have to eat a lot of silver to turn blue. But it won't sustain you nutritionally. Silver will not transfer you back to some other time. It will not protect you from bad guys. But it can be the seed corn, the leverage, the dry powder, peace of mind. Heavy enough to not blow away in the coming storm. For more articles like this, including thoughtful precious metals analysis beyond the mainstream propaganda and basically everything you need to know about silver, short of outlandish fiat price predictions, check out http://www.silver-coin-investor.com.